and wear my shit kickers out in public.
Oh, but you wore them to court? Oh.
I wore a flannel button up. Just kind of look redneck. That's like my look to suit insecurity.
To look redneck and tough.
To look worker and tough.
Yeah. And the cops all looked at you like you was from out where in the fields. Like, you dumb. That's how they look. City people look at them kind of folk, the way you dress, is dumb.
Yeah.
You dumb, because you out there in the country. You don't know nothing about living in no city.
I know people from the country, and I'm like, you don't know nothing about the city, do you?
Yeah, you can tell. But see, at least...
Like, here in Rockford was a little bit of a gauge. Those people come from where Big Grandpa lives now.
Yeah.
And they don't know...
Right.
Anything.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, you're scared to walk where? Why?
See, and to us, it's no big deal. You know, when they
all... You had a feeling more comfortable in a ghetto-y area. It's weird.
Uh-huh. Where the corner stores are and stuff.
Yeah.
You feel more comfortable there than you do...
Because I think they're more accepting.
They're more, I don't care. You're just there.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand why people are afraid of the ghetto. I don't. They're not there to mug you or rob you or...
Like, they just walk around mugging and robbing people all the time.
And it's like, really? No.
Don't start shit. Won't be nothing. Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing.
Exactly. And you try and tell people that and they just get all, I don't want to go to the west side when it's dark.
It was Rodney and Lester that ended up bringing that out. We have the blacker part. You go on like Shmali, and it's pretty dark.
Anyway, go on.
And Lester's from the 315, and then Rodney's black and really built. And then they put the do-rags on. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and then you realize they ain't nothing like that either. They have to act two different ways.
They have to be blacker.
Yeah. Because they're not black.
Well, Lester's black. That man's a dark man.
Well, no, I'm saying, but they're not in a black culture right now during their life.
UTI, I know. You have to do that to transition to go somewhere else.
Exactly. Because they're playing the, well, I'm fitting in, I'm speaking proper, I'm using proper grammar, and then because I'm going to be what Rodney wants to be in corporate. He can't act thug when he's trying
to be... He got no tattoos, no...
See? But when he goes to the ghetto to hang with the folk, he got to be one of them. Because they'll spot an Uncle Tom in a heartbeat.
You be a sellout.
You right. You be sellout. You be Will Smith. You be sellout.
Pitbull.
You be sellout. See? And now... But see, you have the best of both worlds, too. You can do it, too. And that's why them brown folk be looking at you.
Yeah, them old brown people too, when I'm wearing my boots.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're trying to figure out if you're a gardener or not. He's one of us. Look at the way he's dressed. Look at his shoes.
Yeah, they're dirty and beat up and cut up. And
he, is that Mexican music I'm listening to on that? It is too. It sounds like Vicente. You beaner. What'd I say? Let me hear. Is this, that's El Rey. Isn't that? Oh, no, it's Volver, isn't it?
That actually is.
What?
It is Volver.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The other one don't work. That's the only one that works. It's fine when you're driving.
You should listen to El Rey. Yeah, now you're like your big grandpa.
What?
Listen to Vicente. Like you're driving like some kind of...
I love doing that to folk.
Scaring them?
Yeah, like them white dudes from northern Wisconsin.
What did you do to them?
Because I work with them, you know? They don't really know. When they use the term Negro family for the one black person that lives in their neighborhood or their town or